Hi, hello everyone. It's Abhi here. I'm from Texas Tech University. This is my first year of my research study here. I'm going to show you some my preliminary results. And my study is on multi-sensor data fission to estimate soil moisture and evapotranspiration. The importance of estimating soil moisture, it helps to know the soil water content status relative to the plant needs, and also helps to take prompt decision for efficient water management or irrigation, as well as increasing water use efficiency. And for special, because it's all my research study is more on special focused, so for the special context of my soil moisture estimation is that the conventional gravimetric method can estimate soil water content on specific locations rather than a large spatial extent. And as the heterogeneity of soil type and the land use and topography and soil moisture may change considerably in space, depth, and also during any time interval. And it's challenging to obtain reliable and efficient estimation of soil moisture over a region from a single sensor, from the satellite sensors. And so in my study, I use multiple sensors to get a more accurate information for getting the soil moistures, content. And I use the data fission approach in there. So what is data fission and multi-sensor data fission approach? Data fission is actually use multiple sources. For my study is more on satellite sensors. So it's gather information from satellite sensors to achieve more inference, more information to accurately and potentially give more accurate information what's going on in the field rather than from a single source sensor. So. And as for multi-sensor fission, it also deals with combination of different sources of sensors and in any stage of the integration process, because there are a lot of other satellite sensors too. And I employed only for my studies pixel level fission. There are other kind of abstraction. Data fission abstractions, but for my study, I use pixel level fissions. But it is image data sensors one, because you can select a sensors and you can select other sensors too. It's up to you. It's something like if you select Landsat, so you also can work with MODIS and also can work with Sentinel or other Landsat sensors too. The objectives of my study is to exploit MODIS, Terra, and Landsat 8 OLI satellite data to estimate the soil water content. I am actually more focused on the first objective because this is my first year of my research study. I will work on through the second objectives and later actually. The study area of my research study is Crosby County, is in Texas, adjacent county of Lubbock. And there's also some in-situ soil moisture sensors and locations because I need to check about the validations, how much accurate my image data is. So that's why I also get some information from the soil. Information on the soil probes. The description of my soil probes is capacitance, a dielectric moisture probe. It takes readings after every half an hour. It gives you a soil water content in inches depth and also in percentage. And it also gives soil temperature, because I also take the information about the land surface temperature of the soil. So satellite sensors I used in my research study is MODIS, Terra. Actually, there's two type of sensors in MODIS, Terra and Aqua, but I use Terra because its revisit time and its focus when it's revisit on the Earth in the day, it's really good. Its image quality is good rather than Aqua. And I also get the data from Landsat 8 OLI. I use thermal band 10 and 11, near band 4 and 3. It's actually near infrared and red, and also for MODIS, I use band 1 Red and Near, and for Modis 11A A2 I use a land surface temperature band, and I use 3 different date for Landsat and 2 different date for Modis. Because I'm working on the multi-sensor data fusion, so that's why I took for this study only 2 sensors. Later than I will go with other sensors too. So method I applied in here, that I use thermal band for seeing how it's going on the land surface temperature in the field, and also the near and red infrared for measuring the soil line and also the soil moisture content, and the spectral quantification. And there I also employ spectral quantification with the pixel level fusion. Is this, so this is the LST, land surface temperature, and the NDVI, PVI, PDI and SMs, perpendicular vegetation index, soil moisture is the rule set of when I analyze my data, and these are special relation measurements. Just get the hot relation in between land surface temperature and soil moisture with perpendicular vegetation index. That's what. And I also do the image object identifications, and pixel level data fusion is not yet ready, but after that, because it's the preliminary results of my study, after that I will go with this data fusion, pixel level data fusion. It's not developed yet. I will do that later actually. The research method I do in there, if you plot the red reflectance band from any kind of satellites for red reflectance and near reflectance band, you will see a soil line in there, because you will see soil line there. If you go bottom left, then we'll get wet bare soil. So it means that there is a more soil moisture in there. If you go upright, so you will get dry bare soil. So it means that there's the bare soil is the soil moisture content is actually low. If you the near reflectance band, near reflectance band's pixel value gets higher rather than the red, then you will see you can say that there is a dense vegetation regarding the pixel levels value with the red and near reflectance. And comparing this plot, if you see soil moisture in 0.5 and vegetation perpendicular vegetation index in there, if you select any pixels in there, you will see that if you select there just randomly, then you can see the PVI is 0.4 and the soil moisture is 0.6. If you go up, the soil moisture gonna be low, but the vegetation is going to be fixed. If you go just down, it's going to change simultaneously. And this is the soil line for my research. As the vegetation cover in the pixel decreases, if the vegetation cover decreases, you can see the soil moisture triangle represents the soil line in there. So if it decreases in that way, so it means the vegetation index decreases, but the soil surface, wet surface is remain same. So for my study, I use these on, because you can plot the red reflectance band value and near infrared reflectance band value regarding the perpendicular vegetation index and soil moisture line. So its P represents actually any pixels. If you plot red reflectance and near infrared, and you select any random selected pixels, then you can evaluate what's the value of soil moisture and perpendicular vegetation index in there. So for my I actually select for getting the soil line for my study, I select Landsat images for 31 August. I got the soil line as near infrared, and the slope is 1.19 and 0.09, because for perpendicular vegetation index you need this slope and intercept. So if you need this when you need the slope and intercept, you will need to measure the soil line actually. And the research method I used, I plot the LST, land surface temperature, perpendicular vegetation index and soil moisture in 3D. So if pixels near to the, and this W and D actually measures the dryness, maximum dryness and lowest dryness. So it's in alternate way, you can see it's the highest soil moisture and lowest soil moisture. So pixels near the point W contain minimum temperature, maximum vegetation cover, and maximum soil moisture. So as my analysis and results shows that this reflectance band of August 31 Landsat and the near infrared, I plot this plot the pixels around 12,000 random pixels. They give me that's value, and it's the soil line gets around near equals to 1.196, because without this slope and intercept, it can be possible to measure the other vegetation index and also soil moisture too. And it gives the pixel reflectance value for estimating soil line actually. And the LST in there, you see the NDVI for August 31 for Landsat is 0.84. The low means it's actually water region, so it's actually minus, that's why. And the degree Celsius in there, you see, is 40 degrees Celsius highest, and lowest is to 23 degrees Celsius for LST land surface temperature. It's not the air temperature, it's actually the soil temperature actually. And for analysis and results for Landsat 802Li, is the Landsat sensors. So PVI and NDVI, perpendicular vegetation index and normalized difference index, you see there's if the vegetation goes up, the perpendicular vegetation also goes up. And the second one, you see land surface temperature. If the land surface temperature is in degree Celsius, so it goes high, so it's also goes high, perpendicular vegetation index. So in there, it's actually in higher temperature, it's actually low. In lower temperature, it's actually high. So it means that when the land surface temperature gets high, there is less vegetation cover in there. And for land surface temperature with the relation with the soil moisture sensor, soil moisture estimation, if the soil land surface temperature gets high, the soil moisture is also low actually. If you see like that point or that point, you'll see that if the temperature is low, the soil moisture is actually high. And 3D space land surface temperature, soil moisture, and perpendicular vegetation index, you will see if you select any random point from these three spectral spaces, if you select any point in there, something like that, if you select any there, you see the PVI is low, the land surface temperature is high, and also the soil moisture is also low. So it means that from LST soil moisture and PVI spectral space, you can identify soil moisture more efficiently from these spectral spaces. And and this is my analysis for June 28, LST and PM. And this is the validations, 7864 for each date. I took the soil moisture sensors data and also plot with my pixels value. And the preliminary results that employ data fission method to improve soil moisture and temporization and moisture estimations. Intricate. I need to more study on this actually, but the preliminary results shows me a good information that I can use. And thank you. Any questions? Thank you so much.